Bonjour, c'est l'épisode 7. Today we're going to talk about three different sounds. Some nasal sounds and also sounds like E and E. Okay, let's start with nasal sounds. When the letter E is added to on, it gives ion, like avion. When it's added to en, it gives the sound yan, like pliant. When it's added to en, the sound is yin, like tiens, viens, sien. When it's added to a, ai, the sound is yé, like prier, lier. When it's added to e, I acute, yé, like in délier. So now let's talk about two sounds. The sound e, which doesn't exist in English. E, spelled e, u, like in de, veux, ne. And the sound e, when the O is attached to the E, like in sœur, cœur. Sometimes, because of two different roots, the pronunciation of O attached to E is different. It can be E, like in phoenix, fetus, and this because those two words have Greek roots. The others, cœur, sœur, have Latin roots, and we pronounce it e. Now let's talk about, again, nasal sounds and the difference between on and en. It's sometimes very difficult for English speakers to make the difference and to pronounce it very differently, because it's different. On is really nasal. It comes through your nose. You speak through the nose. En, your tongue is at the bottom of your mouth, and your mouth is more open. Chant, dans, franc, moment. On is very nasal, as I said. So when you say something like son, you really have to make an effort for it to go through your nose and make it really sound nasal. And it's more like don't in English or on. But it's really nasal, like on, son, non, front, mon, ton, whether it's spelled O-N or O-M. Voilà pour aujourd'hui. À bientôt.